The things that stood out about that program were the fact that they had a single person who was out interacting in the community with people who were looking for work. In other words, people that were holding placards by, the entrances to supermarkets. And anybody else that appeared to be sort of aimless and you know, maybe open to working. According to the mayor of Albuquerque, that person is the key to the whole program. Second is the transportation. In that case, they had a 12 to 14 passenger van that they filled every day. And that's what they, I think they limited the program to, was just a van full of people every day.
In your proposal, how many participants would you expect?
If we can get a van full 3 days a week, I think that would be a huge success. If we can fill two vans a day and we can find the funding for it, then great. More people we help off the street for the day and maybe into long-term recovery.
Will this do anything about the most visible people that locals assume are homeless, the bike thieves, the person nodding out in a restroom or camped out in a flood control channel?
Yeah, you know, great question, because there are so many different types of people that we associate with homelessness, and they're not necessarily all homeless. They're not necessarily all looking to improve their position. This program takes into account a very small percentage. But the solution, I believe, is taking each of those little bites out of the elephant. It's a bigger problem than we're going to solve right here in this community, but we can take chunks out of it.
What kind of meaningful work can you locate without coming into conflict with city workers and accusations that you'd be replacing union jobs or better paid jobs with people who are that desperate?
As you're well aware, and I think most community members are aware, this city is way behind on having an ability to hire enough workers to do all the jobs that we need done. That's why we have so many volunteer organizations taking on those tasks. So no, I don't think we're taking any jobs away.
I imagine that this will be viewed with some suspicion, as a lot of these ideas tend to be. Are you confident that this thing will win over your colleagues on the council?
Oh, I think so. And you know, I've floated a lot of ideas in the last 9 or 10 months. This is one of the few where I've really felt like it's gotten some traction, and I've gotten a good response from people that I would classify as being all across the political spectrum.
In your study of these models, have you come across situations where they revamped or substantially changed the way they were working because they found some issues with what they originally thought?
Yeah, I don't have any specifics, but yes, they've had to recalibrate a few times based on successes and things that they hadn't anticipated. And I would expect that that's going to happen here. It's not a panacea, and it's not going to go perfect, but it's a start.
Councilman Scott Huber, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.